From Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 18, entitled The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rajan, Rajan Pati Guru Alam. Rajan Pati Guru Alam Babatam Jadunam. Daivam priyakula pati kwa kinkarovam. Asvivam manga bhagavan bhajatam mukundo. Muktim dadati karichitsma bhakti yogam. Rajan. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace on Vishnu Paraparamahansa Paribraja Kachaja Astotara Shatasi Simanesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King, the Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Person, Mukunda, is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandava and Jadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend, and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means that he worked just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain liberation from the Lord very easily. But he does not give very easily. He does not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him. Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami continued. Purport. While instructing Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami thought it wise to encourage the king, because the king might be thinking of the glorious position of various royal dynasties. Especially glorious is the dynasty of Priyavrata, in which the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, incarnated. Similarly, the family of Uttanapad Maharaj, the father of Dhruva Maharaj, is also glorious due to King Prithu's taking birth in it. The dynasty of Maharaj Raghu is glorified because Lord Ramachandra appeared in that family. As far as the Jadus and Kurus dynasties are concerned, they existed simultaneously. But of the two, the Jadu dynasty was more glorious because of the appearance of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit might have been thinking that the Kuru dynasty was not as fortunate as others because the Supreme Lord did not appear in that family. Neither is Krishna, Ramchandra, Lord Rishabhadev, or Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was encouraged by Sukadeva Goswami in this particular verse. The Kuru dynasty may be considered more glorious due to the presence of the devotees like the five Pandavas, who rendered unalloyed devotional service. Although Lord Krishna did not appear in the Kuru dynasty, he was so obligated to the Pandava's devotional service that he acted as a maintainer of the family and spiritual master of the Pandavas. Although he took birth in the Jadu dynasty, Krishna was more affectionate to the Pandavas. By his actions, Lord Krishna proved that he was more inclined to the Kuru dynasty than the Jadu dynasty. Indeed, Lord Krishna indebted to the Pandavas' devotional service, sometimes acted as their messenger, and he guided them through many dangerous situations. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit should not have been saddened because Lord Krishna did not appear in his family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always inclined towards his pure devotees, and by his action, it is clear that liberation is not very important for the devotees. Lord Krishna easily gives one liberation, but he does not so easily give one the facility to become a devotee. Muktim dadati karichit shmana bhakti yogam. Directly or indirectly, it is proved that bhakti yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. It is far superior to liberation. For a pure devotee of the Lord, mukti is automatically attained. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, so here, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that Shukadeva Goswami, he wants to encourage Maharaj Parikshit after describing all these glorious dynasties, especially this dynasty of Lord Rishabhadev, which he has just explained. So he wanted to encourage him, telling him that although Krishna didn't actually appear in your dynasty, still he served your dynasty so intimately that he became your servant sometimes. Just like at the battlefield of Kurukshetra, then Krishna, he took the position of the chariot driver of Arjuna. As the servant of Arjuna. Or sometimes he would be a messenger. He would carry messengers to the other camp. So he'd become a messenger carrier, peon. So Krishna is neither a chariot driver, which is actually a sutra occupation, or a peon, but he is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But simply to favor his devotees, then he acts in such an intimate way with them as to become one of their family members or friends. So this is the position, as Prabhupada says here, that Krishna, he gives his devotees the opportunity to render direct service to him. And this is not available for non-devotees. Even those who are great transcendentalists aspiring for liberation, they can get liberation, but they cannot get pure devotional service. And they cannot get the direct service unto him. So because Parikshit Maharaj is related directly to the Pandavas, he's one of their family, then Shukadeva Goswami is telling him how fortunate he was that Krishna was so merciful to their family members. So this is the extent that Krishna shows his mercy to his devotees, that they can become so intimately connected with him. So intimate that Krishna prefers their company rather than his own family members. Krishna admitted when he wrote a letter to the gopis in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that the only reason I'm here in Dwarka is simply to give the members of the Jadu dynasty my association and pleasure, because they're very much attracted to me as a family member. Therefore, I'm here. But actually, this is the only reason I'm here, to give them some pleasure. But actually, my pleasure is with you, inhabitants of Vrindavan, who have become so dear to me and so close to me by your pure devotional service. So Krishna becomes captivated and captured and actually controlled even by the love of his devotees. There's a story that illustrates this of Arjuna's relationship with Krishna. He had a relationship of friend, but he was so intimate with Krishna in his friendship. And in Dwarka one time, Krishna was, he was leaving the palace of Rukmini and he was walking off all alone, and Rukmini was curious that where Krishna is going, because it's the middle of the night and he's all alone. So she started to follow him. And Krishna was detecting that someone is behind, so he said, "Who is there?" And she said, "It's your first wife." And he said, "What do you want?" She said, "Well, don't get me wrong, I'm not spying on you or anything like that, but I'm just curious to know where you're going, because you're coming from such a beautiful palace. You got 16,000 palaces, you got 16,000 goddesses of fortune. You got all opulence there. You got children. There's nothing lacking whatsoever. I'm just curious as to where you're going in the middle of the night, all alone." So Krishna said, "Okay, come with me." So Krishna walked into the garden area, and there was one pavilion. And they came in that pavilion, and there were some nice couches like this, and there, Krishna's friend Arjuna was there. He was waiting for Krishna. And Arjuna, while he was waiting, he fell asleep. So he was laying on the couch with his head on the pillow, simply waiting for Krishna to come. And Krishna came up to Arjuna's, where he was laying, and Arjuna's long hair was spread out over the pillow. And Krishna picked up his hair, and he said, "Rukmini, come here." He said, "Listen." And he held the hair to the ear of Rukmini. And his hair was saying, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram." And Krishna said, "This is why I have come. This is my devotee. He is so intimately connected with me. I cannot leave my devotees alone. Even though I have got all the opulences of the world, everything, but my devotee is more attractive than anything else. Therefore, I simply come to be with my devotee." So this is how Krishna, he actually gives himself to the devotee. And others, he says, they can get liberation very easily, become one with Krishna. Prabhupada says, why become one with Krishna? Why not become greater than Krishna? Because Arjuna is so great, he's attracting Krishna. Jasoda is so great that she's ordering Krishna around. Come here, do this, do that. So Prabhupada said that they want liberation to become one with Krishna, but by rendering devotion so you can become greater than Krishna. You can conquer Krishna by devotion. And Krishna likes to be conquered. And so we see in all these wonderful dealings of Krishna, he is conquered by their pure devotional service. And in yesterday's verse, it was Krishna was talking, or Sukadeva Goswami was saying that the devotees always bathe themselves in devotional service. in order to be relieved from the various tribulations of material existence. By doing this, the devotees enjoy supreme bliss and liberation. Personified comes to serve them. Nonetheless, they do not accept that service, even if it's offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. For the devotees, liberation or mukti is very unimportant, because having attained the Lord's transcendental loving service, they have attained everything desirable and are transcendental to, and have transcended all material desires. So here we see the devotees, they don't even care for liberation. It's a nice verse by Hanumanji. And he says that, "My Lord Ramchandra, you're my Lord. If you like, you can give me whatever you like. You can even give me liberation, which is so sought after, which is the final goal in Vedic life. You can even give me liberation. Freedom from the material energies." He said, "But if that liberation causes me to somehow or another forget your service, then immediately I shun that. I don't want it. If anything interferes with my service to you, please do not give it to me." So although liberation, it's a big word, since time immemorial, all the sages are speaking and seeking liberation. And the Vedas are always pointing out dharma, artha, karma, moksha. It's the final goal to achieve that position of mukti. Prabhupada says, for the devotees, it becomes unimportant. Because they have devotional service to Krishna, which is far more important than the so-called liberation. And Krishna speaks of liberation in Bhagavad Gita, and it's such a nice thing. You become equal to everything, become equipoise, you become happy. On gaining these things, there's no greater gain, you're self-satisfied. Who wouldn't want that position? Freedom from material suffering, it's a treasured. Krishna says, "Siddhai." It's a siddhi. It's a perfection. And Krishna also says, "And out of millions of people who attain this perfection, hardly one of those knows me in truth." So, although it's such a great, wonderful thing and it's glorified throughout the Vedas, liberation, it also has its disadvantages. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, please, it said that the greatest obstacle for the path of devotional service, the path of bhakti, is liberation. And so generally when people think of spiritual life, especially in the beginning, Prabhupada said, there's always a leaning towards liberation, because it means, you know, I'm suffering a lot in this material world. What is the alternative? Okay, spiritual life is offering an alternative, so let me try to seek the truth of spiritual life. So Prabhupada says, naturally in the beginning, there is a tendency to go towards impersonal liberation, where one just wants freedom from everything, because he's trying to get away from everything that causes him trouble. And in this material world, the forms give him trouble, the sound gives him trouble, the sight gives him trouble, tongue gives him trouble, everything gives him trouble. So he has a tendency to think, well, if there's nothing there, there's nothing to give me trouble. So it's a natural tendency to, to go towards impersonage in the beginning of spiritual life. But of course, if one is fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee, then he doesn't waste so much time. But the conception of liberation, of becoming free from the material energy, the clutches of material energy, and situated in the Krishna's spiritual energy, in Shantaras, It says, Chaitanya Prabhu, that it's the greatest obstacle in devotional service. And it also mentions even Shantaras, where you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but still you're satisfied to just be in spiritual energy, in spiritual enlightenment, appreciating the greatness of Krishna, but not actually connecting Krishna with service. Shantaras is called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, practically there's no devotion, even in Shantaras. It's not a pinch. Because the relationship is not really being established. There's no reciprocation in that position of liberation. So Krishna likes reciprocation. This is the meaning of bhakti. Bhakti means three. There is the bhakta and Bhagavan and the relationship, bhakti. So love means it's a relationship. So when one doesn't accept a relationship, but just accepts the position of liberation in Shantaras, then actually there's no love there. So Krishna's not really satisfied with that. So he can give it quite easily if that's what you want, if that's your desire. So Krishna is fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial. So he gives those who want his liberation. But pure devotional service, Krishna doesn't give so easily. That is very rare. Very, very rare. It's stated here again and again. So then somehow or another, we find that also we are able to serve the Lord directly. We have Radha Gopinathji here, Gaunitai. This is direct service also to Krishna, Prabhupada said. We see the deity form, but we should understand it's the deities are not made of any material elements. That is, Krishna is standing there. Prabhupada said once in Mayapur that he said that it looks like the deities are made of brass, a metal. He said, no, but he said, because you can only see brass, you can only see marble, you can only see wood. So therefore, Krishna's appearing in a form you can see. That's his mercy. It's not that he's become wood or anything like that. It's simply his mercy because you cannot see him spiritually. So therefore, he's appearing in the form you can perceive, made of these elements, because that's what you can use it. But it is not a material element. It's Krishna. Krishna is personally there. And he said, even if you do think it's brass, he said, still it is Krishna. Because Krishna says, earth, water, fire, and all these energies are mine anyway. They're non-separated from Krishna. So even he said, if you think it's, still it is Krishna. But it is not Krishna. It is not material. It is Krishna. So in this way, we can actually get direct service to Krishna by serving Radha Gopinath. And although, again, it requires qualification. Ultimately it requires devotion, devotional love. So how can we have direct service if we don't have devotional love to Krishna? So then again, this is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sisu Gaunitai are coming and they're actually giving us, allowing us to have direct service to Krishna. Direct service to Radha and Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. And he is coming in this incarnation that he is not accepting he's not considering our disqualification. Nor our qualification. He's coming to give devotional service to Krishna. So anybody can take to this process of devotional service as been taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have direct contact with Krishna. Realization may be something else from our angle of vision. But from Krishna's angle of vision, from Lord Caitanya's angle of vision, he is seeing that you're engaged in my service. He's accepting that service. So directly you're actually serving Lord Caitanya. But by performing devotional service in a mood of pleasing him. And if we want realization, that will come if Krishna desires or Lord Caitanya desires. But a devotee, he's not even... Because another form of liberation is that you're also free from material energy. It stops. You're above the modes of material nature. You're situated in the spiritual. Then you can serve Krishna. You're perceiving Krishna. You're perceiving the presence of Krishna at every moment because he's present there at every moment. But you perceive yourself and you perceive the presence of Krishna. And so it's a blissful situation, a very blissful situation to be in that position. But even a devotee, he's not really aspiring to be in that position where he wants to enjoy that spiritual atmosphere. Or at least he doesn't demand Krishna to be in that position. Generally, the yogis and jnanis, they have some demand. And a lot of devotees also, they want to achieve these positions, these spiritual perfections. But Lord Caitanya is teaching us that Jipaya Srupaya Nitya Krishna Das. We're the eternal servants of Krishna. Our business is simply to serve Krishna. This is perfection of life. It's not to attain any state of realization or any state of consciousness. Our business is simply to serve Krishna. And that's what Lord Caitanya gives us. He gives that opportunity to serve Krishna right now. Whereas if we want some kind of elevated situation, some kind of realization, spiritual realization, and we work on that becomes our sadhana. But it's not our actual constitutional position to be aspiring for this spiritual situation when our constitutional position is simply to serve Krishna. In other words, we've got Lord Caitanya has given you the opportunity to serve Krishna right now. If your consciousness goes away from that and on how can I become spiritually perfect, how can I get mind control, how can I transcend the modes of material nature, how can I get my spiritual qualities, how can I get my spiritual... Your attention is actually off what you are. You're Krishna's servant. And Lord Caitanya has given you that right now. So even that so-called devotional liberation, devotional perfection, becomes a hindrance. So a devotee, he doesn't even aspire for that. If Krishna wants to give him, oh, fantastic. You're conscious of Krishna all the time. That's fantastic. But if he doesn't give it, still, we're still going to continue our service towards him. That's all. So that is the devotee's satisfaction. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakli ashanta. If you want siddhi, even devotional siddhi, you won't be peaceful until you get it. When you get it, it's okay. But while you're getting it, you won't be peaceful because you're aspiring for a siddhi. And as long as you want bhukti or mukti or siddhi, you won't be peaceful because you're working hard to get it. Like you go out and do some work because you want the result. The result is what you want, and that's great. You can enjoy it. But the actual process of getting it is troublesome. You've got to work hard. So similarly, aspiring for different, even so-called devotional spiritual perfections, you're not peaceful. But you can be peaceful right now. Simply by serving Krishna in whatever situation I'm in right now, this is the opportunities we've been given by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, and as expounded by his devotees. So simply following in their footsteps and hearing these verses, that we don't even have to aspire for anything. spiritual. Spiritual means we are serving Krishna. Whatever we are, whatever state of condition we're in, Lord Chaitanya is not considering. He's giving a service to Krishna. From his angle of vision, you completely surrendered everything. Because this is all I know. I've got an uncontrolled mind, uncontrolled senses. I'm full of lust and greed and anger. But that's what I am. That's all I know. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay, that's what I want. Just, anyway, take service. So Lord Chaitanya is that's surrender. Because whatever you understand yourself to be right now, Lord Chaitanya is accepted. So if you give yourself right now exactly, that is full surrender. Because you don't know more than that. So you're surrendering everything to Krishna. And he's accepting, Lord Chaitanya is accepting that service. So it's a very subtle science, this science of devotional service. And the big scholars and gyanis who want liberation, they think, well, they're just sentimentalists. What are they doing? Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They don't know anything. And Prabhupada said, even if we are sentimentalists, we are pure sentimentalists because we are sentimental for Krishna. So anyway, this is the explaining the path of devotional service. It's even beyond the conception of liberation. So this is very difficult to understand for most scholars and followers of the Vedas. It's very difficult to understand the subtle nature of devotional service. Prabhupada said it's so simple that you'll miss it. It's that simple. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki Nitai Go Premanandi. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned that even devotional service can be, devotional perfection can become a hindrance. Will you please elaborate more on that?
Devotional service is not a hindrance, but if you want perfection, if you want some perfection, that becomes a hindrance. Because Lord Chaitanya said, your identity is you are Nitya Krishna Das. He didn't say you are Nitya Siddha Das. So if you're aspiring for Siddha, you're not in your constitutional position. If you want to be Nitya Siddha Das, that's something else. You can do it. But Lord Chaitanya said you're Nitya Krishna Das. So that you can do right now without any spiritual perfection. So the moment you leave that situation of Nitya Krishna Das, it's not favorable. We have the conception, if I get this city, then I can serve Krishna better. But the thing is, you can serve him better right now. So why wait for that? Prabhupada wrote one letter, and if the devotee wanted to become perfect and study and know everything, then I can go out and preach and I'll be really, really strong. And Prabhupada said, if you wait for that perfection, he said, you'll never go out and preach. He said, you spend all your time getting that. You'll never go out and preach. So this is a subtle science of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada's movement. That you can be engaged in devotional service right now. Anyone from any part of the world, qualified, unqualified. It's nothing more than that. We tend to make things a bit complicated. Spiritual life means a little bit more than serving Krishna. No. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.